The Service to America medals honor federal employees who go above and beyond their job descriptions to serve the public. During the next few months, Federal News Radio is speaking to the finalists. The U.S. Agency for International Development is making drinking water safer in Kenya and Uganda. Now, that's a bread and butter issue for the development agency, but the solution is different. Jill Boeswinkle has taken a crowdsourced idea and turned it into a reality in the Dispensers for Safe Water program. She's a finalist in the National Security and International Affairs category, and she joins us now. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us, what do you do in the Dispensers for Safe Water program?
Sure. So I work on a program at USAID called the Development Innovation Ventures Program, and we hold a year-round competition to identify ideas that address challenges of developing countries in new and better ways. And to understand if they're really a good idea to invest in, we require that they're tested rigorously. We look really closely at the cost. And we also assess whether or not there's a possible plan to expand the idea.
So this is clearly one of those ideas that you thought was good enough to expand. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this project is implemented by Innovations for Poverty Action and their partner Evidence Action. And they're working to ensure that households in very rural areas in Africa have access to clean water. And so in the U.S., it can be really easy to take clean water for granted, but that's not the reality for many people around the world. And these organizations have developed a way to chlorinate the water at the water source, which protects it for up to 48 hours and reduces the risk of disease considerably, which is really important. Because in these contexts, a case of diarrhea from contaminated water can be deadly, especially for children. And so the project is about cleaning the water, but that requires changing the behavior and figuring out a way to do that in a way that works and can be done at really low cost. And so my responsibility is to work with them to ensure they're meeting their goals and also to help others make sure that they know about their solution.
So what specifically does USAID bring to the project? Because this is something that was started by a nonprofit, is it right? They had this great idea, and I guess they had already tested it. So what do you bring to this?
Yeah, I think one of the important things that we bring is the fact that we are a global organization. So USAID has offices in countries all around the world. And so even though this is something that we work with in our D.C. office, we're able to make connections to the different offices that we have in different countries and make sure that they know that this is an opportunity of something that's been tested and that we're seeing working well in Kenya and Uganda. Now they're also expanding into Malawi, so they can also consider it as something that's part of their portfolio.
So it's one thing to treat the water, but it's another to sort of change people's cultural maybe fears or ideas about it, what's safe, and to change habits. How have you been able to do that part of it?
So a really important part of the project is to have community promoters. And so these organizations work with individuals that volunteer, that have been identified, they're trusted members of their community, to help spread the message about what happens when you drink dirty water, how the chlorine is cleaning it, and what is happening at all the steps in the process here, and why it's really important to make sure that you add the chlorine to your water when you're collecting it at the water source, and then drinking that water that you've collected as opposed to something else that you might have in the household.
And how have you evaluated it in your, for example, the SAMEs, the Service to America Medals bio for you, estimates that this program has saved 3,200 children's lives in 3 years. How have you evaluated it, and how have the scientists come to those determinations?
Yeah, so that's the projected life save. They haven't gotten to the three-year mark just yet, but yes, that's what we're hoping that they will achieve. And it's based on how much we know the chlorine will reduce the incidence of disease, and then how frequently we already know that diarrhea is occurring in these communities. So bringing those two pieces of data together, they're able to project how many lives they expect to save.
Jill Boeswinkle is a senior program manager for the Development Innovation Venture at USAID. And one of the reasons why you were nominated for this apparently was because you are really good at working with different parts of the development chain. You've got this competition for ideas and the grantees, perhaps contractors. You've also got the recipients. How do you manage all of those different organizations and people?
I think it's a lot of fun. I guess I don't see it as a challenge.
What makes it fun?
I like working with all the different people. Everybody has a role in the process, and I think it's really interesting to kind of see how all these different actors come together to achieve these goals that we're trying to see.
And tell me a little bit about the regular interaction you have. I mean, is this something where you have two-hour conference calls every day with them, or do you go on site? How often do you actually get to talk with all the different players?
Yeah, so I talk with them pretty regularly. It's not like we have a standing discussion or anything, but we talk regularly. And it's also I have conversations internally with our offices that we have in these different countries to make sure that they are understand what's going on the ground. We also will visit them in the different project sites that they have ongoing, and then meet with them even in their offices as well.
And tell me a little bit about the crowdsourcing competition. You were mentioning this is not this clean water program is not the only one that you are sort of taking from the idea and trying to ramp up to scale. How do you do that in the competition program?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we have almost 100 ideas that we're testing right now, actually, and they've all been identified through this open competition. And by open, we mean open year-round, open to all types of organizations, and also open to all different types of sectors and countries, and since USAID is global. And this is very different than the way that, many government programs work, in that we're not saying we want a specific task done or we want a specific problem addressed. We kind of turn that around and are just looking to hear what ideas people have that are out there, because we think that that's, one of the better ways to really find the winning ideas is if we don't claim to know what the solution needs to be at the outset.
And do you tell them what the problem is, or is it, if somebody has something they want to work on with regards to infrastructure, that's okay, and they might be competing against someone who has an idea about hunger?
Yeah, so exactly. So it's open to any type of idea, provided that it's working in the space that USAID prioritizes, which is quite broad. We address many different sectors, like you said, ranging from nutrition to economic growth to democracy and governance issues. And so anything that someone thinks is a viable solution, provided that it meets these issues that are important to us of testing it rigorously to know that it works, of looking at the cost to make sure that it's really the best buy for taxpayer dollars, and then that they have a really clear plan for how they would expand the idea if it actually does prove to work and at low cost.
And what do you look for to decide whether this is just simply a good idea or a good idea that can be turned into a reality like this Safe Waters program?
Yeah, so in the case of the Safe Water program, they, prior to coming to us, had done several tests, and these were done very rigorously, and were able to prove that this they were able to get folks to use the chlorination method that they have at a rate that was higher than other ways of chlorinating water, and that they were able to keep that uptake going. And so this type of data collection and really looking at a solution closely in kind of objective ways is really important to us knowing that something is going to work.
And tell me a little bit about your background. How did you come to this particular program, which seems to be sort of a interdisciplinary one, if you will? You've got to know about development. You've also got to know about technology and innovation.
Yeah, I've been with the agency almost 10 years now, and I actually have a public health background and started my work with USAID in the Health Bureau. And when I heard about DIV, it's only been around for almost 4 years now, and when I heard about the program, I was really excited because I thought it was a very new way of working and something that could be really interesting to be a part of. And so, yeah, it's been a really great experience. It is, you know, even though I'm coming from the health sector, it's been really great to work across many other sectors. And our team is amazing. We have people from all different types of backgrounds. And I think that's really great to have all these different perspectives coming to the program. And it makes us a very, very strong group.
And just based on your knowledge working there overall, what would you say is the biggest problem with development in terms of having good ideas and making them into reality?
So I think the things that we're pushing people on are really the pain points. So in order to have people rally behind your idea, it's really important to prove that it works. And then, you know, being a government agency, we want to make sure that we're being good stewards of the money that we're investing in. So that's why the cost piece is very important. And then, of course, there's so many good ideas that exist, but so many just end up sitting on a shelf because they don't have the right partnerships in place or there's no implementation strategy behind them. And so that's why we're also really pushing on investing only in ideas that have a clear plan of how they can move forward.
And are there other ones that you just want to go and like kind of call somebody up and say, you know what, it would work and it would save lives if you could only do X, Y, Z?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's so many of those types of things out there. And we're, you know, hoping that many of them will come to DIV and we'll be able to work with them and help them to grow their idea as well.
Jill Boeswinkle is a senior program manager for the Development Innovation Venture at USAID. And Jill, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.